Jarvis, Physical Examination and Health Assessment, 6th Edition. Chapter 15, Ears. This section discusses key points about the structure and function of the ears. The ear is the sensory organ for hearing and maintaining equilibrium. It has three parts, the external, middle, and inner ear. The external ear, or auricle or pinna, has six landmarks, the helix, antihelix, external auditory meatus, tragus, antitragus, and lobule. The translucent pearly gray tympanic membrane, or eardrum, separates the external and middle ear. Otoscopic inspection of this membrane reveals several features. A prominent cone of light is visible. The malleus pulls at the center of the ear, causing it to appear oval and slightly concave. Almost in the center, the umbo is where the first ossicle is attached. The pars flaccida is the small, slack, superior section of the membrane. The pars tensa is the remainder of the membrane. It is thicker and more taut. The middle ear is a small, air-filled cavity inside the temporal bone. It contains tiny ear bones, the malleus, incus, and stapes. The middle ear has three functions. It conducts sound vibrations from the outer ear to the central hearing apparatus in the inner ear. It protects the inner ear by reducing the amplitude of loud sounds. And its eustachian tube allows equalization of air pressure on each side of the tympanic membrane. The inner ear contains the bony labyrinth, which holds the sensory organs for equilibrium and hearing. In the labyrinth, the vestibule and semicircular canals compose the vestibular apparatus, and the cochlea contains the central hearing apparatus. Although the inner ear is not accessible to direct examination, you can assess its function. Hearing involves the auditory system at the peripheral level, brainstem, and cerebral cortex. The ear transmits sound and converts its vibrations into electrical impulses, which the brain analyzes. Anything that obstructs sound transmission impairs hearing. Hearing loss may be conductive, sensory neural, or mixed. Conductive hearing loss involves a mechanical dysfunction of the external or middle ear. If the sound amplitude is increased enough, the person can hear. Cerumen buildup and otosclerosis may cause conductive hearing loss. Sensory neural or perceptive hearing loss indicates a pathologic condition of cranial nerve 8. Presbycusis and age-related gradual degeneration of the nerve may be the cause. Mixed hearing loss results from conductive and sensory neural causes. At different developmental stages, anatomic differences alter hearing. In infants, the eustachian tube is relatively short and wide and is more horizontal than it is in an adult. This allows pathogens to migrate to the middle ear from the nasopharynx. Also, the lumen is easily occluded. In adults younger than age 40, otosclerosis is a common cause of conductive hearing loss. In aging adults, hearing acuity may be decreased because of the coarse and stiff cilia lining the ear, impacted cerumen, and nerve degeneration in the inner ear. This section presents critical points about subjective and objective assessments of the ears. To obtain subjective data, ask questions that investigate these topics: earaches, ear infections, discharge from the ears, hearing loss, environmental noise, tinnitus, vertigo, and self-care behaviors. To obtain objective data, first inspect and palpate the external ear. Note the size and shape of the auricle and the ear position and alignment on the head. Observe the skin condition, including color and any lumps or lesions. Check for movement of the auricle and palpate the pinna, tragus, and mastoid process to detect tenderness. Evaluate the external auditory meatus, noting its size and any swelling, redness, discharge, cerumen, lesions, or foreign bodies. Next, perform an otoscopic examination. Inspect the external canal, again looking for any cerumen, discharge, foreign bodies, or lesions. Also, check the canal wall for redness or swelling. With the otoscope, inspect the tympanic membrane. Observe its color and characteristics. Note its position, which may be flat, bulging, or retracted. Also, assess the integrity of the membrane. Then, test hearing acuity. First, note the patient's behavioral response to conversational speech. If indicated, perform the whispered voice test. If needed, perform tuning fork tests to measure hearing by air conduction or by bone conduction. To assess the vestibular apparatus, perform the Romberg test, which evaluates standing balance. Based on the patient's developmental stage, adjust your assessment technique or expected findings. For example, for a child, use different tests to assess hearing acuity. In an older adult, expect the tympanic membrane to appear whiter, more opaque, and duller than in a younger adult. During the ear assessment, incorporate health promotion. For instance, teach young people about the risk of hearing loss with digital music players and earbuds, and suggest ways to prevent hearing loss from the overuse of these devices.